This is Nick Geyer, the police pundit, speaking about the death of Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet on December 10th. Sadly ironic because it is the International Day for Human Rights. In October 2002, I took part in an elder hostel trip to Chile. After a few days in Santiago, we spent 1 week in the Atacama Desert in the north, and then another week on Chile's Easter Island. We met a local guide in the port city of Iquique, who took us to a famous nitrate mine and a ghost town where he'd grown up as a child. He trained as a schoolteacher, and he taught in an Indian village near the Bolivian border. One night in 1974, agents from DINA, the Chilean secret police, arrested him and jailed him without charge for 2 years. He was repeatedly tortured for his alleged involvement in subversive activities. Our guide on Easter Island was one of the sons of Orlando Letelier, former Chilean ambassador to the U.S., whose car was blown up by DINA agents in Washington, D.C. on September 26, 1976. Even after 28 years, returning to Chile after Pinochet was forced out in 1990, José Letelier was still unable to talk about the Pinochet dictatorship and his father's murder. The assassination of Orlando Letelier was part of Operation Condor, an intelligence cooperative set up by the military dictators of the Southern Cone of Latin America. Allegations about the CIA's connection to Condor were finally verified in the 2001 release of a State Department document that proved that communications among the Condor agents were routed through a U.S. base in Panama. By means of this facility, intelligence was shared about leftist activities, the best torture techniques, and various ways to disappear people. The Argentine military routinely flew detainees out over the Atlantic Ocean and pushed them out the door. On June 8th of this year, Michelle Bachelet, Chile's first woman socialist president, laid a wreath at the site of the D.C. bombing. Bachelet and her mother had also been imprisoned and mistreated, and her father, an Air Force general who had defied Pinochet, was tortured to death by DINA agents. In all, nearly 3,200 people were killed and over 30,000 tortured by the Pinochet government. As the leader of the Socialist Party, Salvador Allende won a plurality of votes in the 1970 election, and he was confirmed as president by a vote of 153-15 in Chile's parliament. On September 11, 1973, General Pinochet and two other military officers organized a coup and ordered an attack on the presidential palace in Santiago, where Allende decided to commit suicide rather than be dishonored by mutinous troops. The U.S. role in the overthrow of Allende is well documented. The CIA financed a trucker strike that paralyzed the country's economy. A CIA cable dated October 16, 1970, announced that it was the firm and continuing policy of the U.S. that Allende be overthrown by a coup. While in London for back surgery in 1998, Pinochet was issued a summons by a Spanish judge who wanted Pinochet to stand trial for human rights violations against a Spanish citizen. A British court decided that Pinochet was too ill to stand trial, and he returned to Chile in 2000. Until his death, his attorney skillfully shielded him from prosecution in 200-plus criminal charges. A German judge is now considering a case against Donald Rumsfeld brought by 12 detainees who claim that they were tortured in Iraq in Guantanamo Bay. The same day that Chile's new president laid the wreath at the site of the terrorist bombing, she also met with President Bush. I'm sure that she was far too polite to mention the obvious parallels on human rights abuses, but we cannot be sure if our obtuse leader would appreciate how embarrassing and tragic 17 years of U.S. support for Pinochet actually was. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.